Shir number 66, the Chayvus HaLevavos, Shaar Bitachon, Perek Dalet, continuing. Person's practical bitachon when it comes to his parnasa. He says, U'mashenachon oid, and what's proper, mitzad misha b'teach alalekim b'parnasasai, for someone who relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his parnasa, shekesher kairish ha'parnasa mismamas lovoi. What happens if a time comes that his parnasa is not coming, it's being delayed? Sheyachshivaz beliboy, so a person should think to himself, Hashem shehevi oisi loy lamazeh. Hashem is the one who brought me to this world. Bitkufa misuyames, in a specific era, ubisham misuyames, in a specific time. Vlehevi oisi loy lam loy lifnei vleyachre tkufa vishazu. He didn't bring me here, not before, not after. Who shemaynea mimeni es parnasasi b'ilamazeh bizman misuyim uviyay misuyim. It's the same Hashem who's not providing me with my parnasa at this moment, at this time. Mivnei shu yisporech yedeas mashu toiv avuri. Just like Hashem, when He created me, He knew that the blessed place for me to be is in a certain era, in a certain time, in a certain place, a certain city, a certain family. Everything was very exacting for what is needed for me. It's not only in the big and larger things, it's in parnasa as well, in the smaller things. Hashem knows exactly what time, very meduktuk, exactly when things are supposed to happen. If a person is able to mechazik himself with the understanding that everything that Hashem does is with an exact cheshbon, so then even if Hashem feels that the parnasa is not supposed to be coming at this moment, the person is able to handle that. What happens is parnasa comes very minimal, very exacting. He lives paycheck to paycheck. Exactly what he needs and no more. Nothing to rely on. So a person has to draw chizuk from the fact the minute I was born, I had exactly what I needed, my mother's milk. Exactly what I needed for every single day, very bitzimtzum. Until it was time for me to move up and I have different, better food. And it didn't damage me, it didn't hurt me that there was an exact quantity, an exact amount for what I needed, that there was nothing in the fridge for the next few days, just in case. So too, that Hashem provides my needs also, very betzimtzum at the moment, is also something that's not going to be mazik me. Even if all my days, it continues like this, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what He has a plan to do. And just like when I was born and I nursed from my mother, it was very exact, and Baruch Hashem, that was successful. So too, when we quote-unquote nurse from Hashem, Hashem provides us the parnasa, even if it's in a most exacting way, so too won't be mazik us. And when a person is able to stand in this test and still rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when his parnasa either delays in coming, or kishibo b'tzimtzum is very exact, who yikabel schar al zeh, he'll receive reward. Just like the Rabbi Nisham said, v'yotzam v'loktu dvar yom b'yomai, by the month they got only that amount for that day. Why? Leman anaseno hayelich b'sayrasi imloi. It was a test to see if Klal Yisrael will stand in that nisayon. Voy nemar halich b'karasa bozni Yerushalayim lemar kayamar Hashem zecharti lachesin urayich avas kelu leisayich lech techacharai b'amidbar b'yeretz loyzerua. So Klal Yisrael received schar when they lived b'tzimtzum in the midbar. They were tested by Hashem, Ayelech b'Seirasi, and when they were b'teach b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, they received schar for that. There's a very fascinating Chachma Shloimai from Reb Shloimeh Kluger, Zichrayin Levracha, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Birchos HaShachar, on the bracha of She'asali Kol Tzarki, where we thank Hashem for providing all of our needs. And the Chazal tell us, the Gemara Bracha says, this is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu providing a person with shoes. And Rosh Hashanah Kluger is bothered. Why, when we say She'asali Kol Tzarki, is that referring to shoes? Are shoes Kol Tzarki? Are shoes all of my needs? I have a lot of needs, not only shoes. So he says as follows. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us a person should sell everything he has to make sure he at least has shoes to wear. So when one finds himself having shoes, so he has to thank Hashem for two things. First, that he has the most important thing that he is required to own, and that is a pair of shoes. And second, that since he has the shoes, he could keep all of his other things. He's no longer required to sell anything to buy the shoes. He has the shoes. And that's what the bracha acknowledges. But he continues, Rav Shlomo Kluger, and says there's something deeper here. There's something deeper that Chazal are hinting in the bracha about shoes. And he says, really, when we make a bracha, she'asali kol tzarki, we have to stop for a moment and say, what do you mean? She'asali kol tzarki. Is it possible to say that every person has everything that they need? Do we feel that he has everything that they need? How could a person say that? Shvach v'idah l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the answer, says the Chachma Shlaima, is that a person is obligated to be mevarech al hara, k'shem shemevarech al hatayv. Whatever Hashem sends him, a person has to thank Hashem. When a person says she'asali kol tzarki, it's a kiyum of that mitzvah, of that chiyuv. So, when every person has a pair of shoes, as Chazal require him to have a pair of shoes. So when he recites the bracha, she'asali kol tzarki, he is thanking Hashem for whatever situation he's in. Thank you, Hashem, for putting me in this situation where I have all that you know that I need, despite the fact that to me, it looks like I'm lacking. People have bad days and challenging days. Everyone has them in life. And it's very hard then to make the bracha, if you think about it, she'asali kol tzarki, I have all my needs from Hashem. I'm having a bad day. I need parnas, I need children, I need atzlacha, I need happiness, there's a million and one things a person needs every day, and he still says she'asali kol tzarki. The answer is that this bracha challenges the person to accept Hashem's will, to accept and know that he has everything that Hashem wants him to have. That's kol tzarki. All of my needs are being provided for. Says the Chachma Shlaima further. The Medrash says that Yitzchak Avinu requested Yisurim in Olam Hazeh to perfect himself in Olam Haba. We don't know why Hashem withholds things from people. But we know really it's for the best and we have exactly what we need. In Adam, a person is called a Hailech. He's someone who's moving. Malachim are called Oimdim. They stand. They don't move. They don't grow. A person has opportunities to grow. And that's what's hinted to by shoes. Shoes is the ability to travel and move forward and to move around. So when we say this bracha and we thank Hashem for all our needs, no matter what situation we are in, we're expressing our deep conviction that Hashem has given us everything we need to be a hoilech, to grow. And even when we have challenges, those are also helping us in our avodas Hashem. That, says Reb Shlomo Kluger, is the bracha of She'asali kol tzarki. And that's a fascinating, fascinating thing. Every morning we recite the bracha She'asali kol tzarki. If we have this in mind, it'll give us perspective for the challenges of the day.